guys, it's been such a long, long, long while since I last recorded. Firstly, I feel apologetic for myself and also for some people who have expectations on me, believing that I'll update the episodes, but I feel so sorry for myself as well. Because I planned to update an episode to record a new one during my semester break. I knew that I wouldn't have time from the start of semester, well, actually the start of my first ever semester in uni to the end of it. I knew that I only had time during the semester break to do everything. But unfortunately, I wasn't doing anything during the semester break. I did drafted a few words and actually listed the points that I wanted to talk about, but I just didn't actually record it. All sorts of reasons behind, firstly, because of my inefficiency, of my laziness. I just couldn't sit down properly and record it. But also, I think it's also justifiable for me to say that there were also other reasons, like obstacles. Like, sometimes my parents are at home, so it would be difficult to have a quiet environment to record. But also, this is not the main point. Of course, there were a lot of times when my parents weren't home, when I was just alone at my myself, I could absolutely do the recording. But no, there was another thing that struck me a lot more seriously, and it was the construction noises nearby. So during the semester break, it was like back in December, my home nearby, there was a construction site, and there were construction noises every day, every morning. It lasted from morning to the afternoon, every day. I remember for a few times I was wakened by the construction noises, actually. I was really angry and grumpy because I wanted to get more sleep, and why is that stopping me from sleeping? But it's all right. I may as well describe what an environment I'm in right now. I am at home alone myself. It's the last day of the year if you view it from the traditional Chinese calendar. It's the last day, and it's technically okay, just a minute past 12, so it's the new year. For some reasons, my parents weren't at home, so I have the whole night at home. I have the entire home right now. I have the entire space. And so I thought there wasn't a greater or better timing than recording it, right? Because I can foresee that I wouldn't be recording it anyways. I mean, a few days later, I won't be doing that. Also, I'm trying a new way of recording it. I'm not sure how it will turn out. I've already spoken for 4 minutes. If it's gonna screw it up, then I don't know. Maybe I'll just go to sleep because it's late at night. Okay, I checked. I checked the recording. It was nice. I'm so happy. It all went well. So I'm gonna continue recording it. Actually, for this first episode after such a long while of not updating, it's been half a year. I don't know what I should be talking about first, because there were a lot that I want to talk about. A lot of things happened in this half a year, and I don't know where to start with. So I might just as well start with the very beginning. Like, why did I stop launching episodes after the last one back in July? I will try to summarize it very briefly. What happened was that was the last episode before my public examination results got released. Then I took a month to adjust to everything. You know, you have to deal with uni applications, interviews, and orientation camps and everything that follows after the you know the procedure, right? For those who have been through this process, you know how much you have to deal with. And for those who are still in secondary school, you will know that. I was really busy during that time because as I entered or as I embraced this new semester in a totally new environment, I was also starting a few of the other things in other aspects of my life as well. Not only was school new to me, but also there are other aspects that are also new challenges in my life. I took my time to adjust to it. In short, I think I'm adjusting quite well. I've got used to my, I wouldn't call it a routine, but I've been continuously committing my time and effort. I have to say that I'm really grateful for what I have right now. I am really enjoying this exhausting life. It is exhausting, but I think at the same time, I'm also trying to get the most fun out of everything. To be honest, if I have to share, I have a lot to say. I can tell you every detail, but I won't because I have to keep the privacy up, right? I try to extract the key points, the highlights, or the most important lessons I've learned over these few months. As I said, my life has been exhausting, but it is also very rewarding. And my life has been comprising of a lot of social connections, a lot of challenges in terms of mentality, whether it's physical fitness or mental health. I think what supported me through is the mindset to embrace challenges. Okay, to embrace challenges, you have to first be doing things that you really like, that you've been really wanting to do. Just like starting a podcast. It's something that I've been wanting to do since last year, this time. So it was back in January 2022. I had to wait after my whole examination and study leave period to be able to finally do something that I wanted to do. It's also the same for what I've been doing after I enter uni. I don't want to spill the tea, but you have different interests. I think different people have different interests in their lives. And I, of course, have a few. And for those few aspects, they are the things that I've been wanting to do. And I knew that I can only do that after I enter uni. Because that was then when I had the capacity and resources and time, all sort of things that you can do. Also, September was like the start of everything, start of season, start of uni semesters. I am really grateful in the sense that I could be doing what I like to do. So despite there were a lot of challenges in between, there are times when I doubted myself, there are times when I thought that I couldn't handle that much. I think the reason that I still got through and still feel grateful right now is because I'm doing what I want to do. It's that simple. But can everyone really do what they want to do? I don't think so. It can be really hard for some people. And so I am the fortunate ones. Another lesson that I've learned is that you've got to be determined in what you want to do. It's also linking back to what I've said just now. You need to have your focus. And here comes the challenges. You will be easily lost if you don't have a focus in your life. And it's particularly true for you when you've just entered to a new environment. Like for me, after I've entered uni, I found out that there are so many places where you can dive yourself into. You can join different student societies. You can join different clubs. It can be inside a school or it can be outside of the school. There are a lot of things that you can try now that you are not a high school student anymore. But of course, you can also still try many things if you are still a high school student. Your identity shouldn't be limiting what you can do, but I'm just saying that, you know, you have more free time, you have more spaces to explore outside of school or inside of school, whatever it is. But the thing is, it's exactly because there are so many things that you can choose from, you will get confused because things will just come rushing in. You have a lot of choices, like sports classes, yoga classes, whatever it is, right? You can take all sorts of workshops. and like be a member of committee of whatever club it is that you're interested in. But later, as you proceed onto it, you'll find that you don't only have one choice in front of you, you have many in front of you, and you have to make the decision. Sometimes choices come together, and you've got to make priorities for each one of them, and then to filter out those that maybe is not as important as the others are to you. When you decide to devote your time on something else, you are losing something right in front of you, and you've got to accept that. I have to say that from my experience, it can be hard to swallow. It is hard because you'll be sacrificing like friends. Well, not necessarily meaning that you lose a friend right after if you don't join a club activity or if you are not in the same class with them, but it's just that you lose chances to build connections with a certain group of people. Of course, on the other hand, you have your time. If you're focusing on like aspect A, then of course you are taking your time to build connections or to sharpen your skills in that aspect, or with people also learning something with you. On the other hand, you are losing chances to gain connections with people in aspect B. That's the sacrifice that you have to face, you have to take into. And I have to say, it's still taking my time for me to adjust from my decisions, because some of my decisions have also made me lose chances to build perhaps a stronger bonding with my uni friends. I'm adjusting to it. I'm trying to find the other ways to build the same thing. Of course, there are times when I regretted making that choice or those choices, but also I believe I've made the right one. Or at least I don't think I've entirely made a wrong decision. Because as I said, if you lose something here, you will be gaining something definitely from the other side. It's just like, what's that saying? There's always another door, right? Okay, let me search it. Okay, when one door closes, God will open another door for you. The gains that I'm getting from another door that opens for me, it's sufficient enough to cover up the hard feelings that I get from the closing of another door. The gains that I get from a certain group of people, they're also supporting me through. That's very important for you to recognize what might be more important to you. Let me summarize the 2 points that I've been saying. First, you have to have your focus. Second, you should be doing something that you want to do. I've always wondered, actually, after entering uni, I found out that I should have watched more videos of things that I should know before I enter uni. I should have watched more of these kind of videos, and I wish that more uni seniors have given me advice. There are many things that people just don't tell you, or they just don't bother telling you about. And here comes the third point. You should talk more to different people. You should open up yourself to different possibilities and to different social circles, different group of people. That's also one of the hardest lessons I've learned. I have to admit that at the beginning, I wasn't very active in knowing, meeting new friends. I had this feeling that I'll be focusing in my areas anyway, so why do I have to bother meeting others who possibly won't understand what I'm doing? I felt like my time has been occupied by certain areas of in my life, and whereas for other people they don't have that same concern, or they might also be busy, but then we are busy on different things, they won't necessarily understand what I'm going through. So why do I have to take time to build connections with those people anyways if I don't see myself having time to build even stronger friendship with them? That's wrong, because whenever you enter a new environment, a new surrounding, you should actually be knowing a lot more people. You should be talking to them. I forgot where I heard from someone. It might be a random YouTube video, or my friend has shared that for you to talk... Oh, I remember who it is from. It's from Andy. He's an writer, Instagram blogger. Yeah. a blogger on Instagram who writes different long short passages. Okay, I'll tag him in my Instagram post. I'll see if I should tag him. Anyways, he shared that for you to know someone, it doesn't mean that you have to build a very strong friendship with them. It doesn't mean you have to devote 100% of your time or 80% of your time onto them. Sometimes talking to people can just be that it's a way to help you to understand more perspectives. You need to take the first step to talk to people. During a conversation, you notice what his or her values are, whether they align with yours, and if they don't, then you will probably reconsider whether you continue to make acquaintance with that person. Definitely, during the process, you learn something. You understand more opinions. It helps you expand your thinking. It opens up your heart so that you know in this world there are also other people who think differently, who live a different life, who enjoy different lifestyles, who are just not the same as you are. You also don't have to necessarily get close to them if you don't want to. You don't have to build very strong relationship with everyone you encounter, but it's just that during the dialogues you can see through them. No, that's too far away. You understand more opinions. It helps you expand your view. Be open-minded. So the third point is be open-minded. Whether it is in talking to people, whether it is in making social connections, or in learning in university, which can be a whole other chapter that I can talk about in another separate episode. I've been talking for 20 minutes and I'm a bit tired right now. I want to go to bed. I'll quickly summarize the 3 points I've mentioned. First one is have your focus. Second, do something that you like to do. And the third point is be open-minded. So these are the 3 points that I really hope someone could have told me before I entered uni. And now I am sharing it to you all. I hope it helps. Maybe you are the same age, or you are actually older than I am. You've experienced more than I have. But I hope that these 3 points will continue to keep you through. No, not keep you. To keep me through everything that I'm going through right now and the future challenges. If you find them applicable to your life, you might also bear them in mind. And Happy New Year and good night to myself.